Okay, Rabbos, in this week's Parsha, we have Parshas Shmos. We start a new Sefer Shmos, the Sefer of the Geula. And there's a lot going on in Parshas Shmos, a lot to talk about. I want to talk about one of the most famous Rashis in Parshas Shmos. I'm going to try, Be'ez Hashem, to suggest a new pshat, or some, hopefully a new bit of new life into this Rashi, which I think, if we internalize this message, really, really can change the essence of who we are. I want to ask a simple question before I see this Rashi, and that is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu picked to be the leader of Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know, the greatest leader of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu! Why is Moshe Rabbeinu chosen to be the manig of Klal Yisrael? I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes to answer that question. But I think I want to learn this Rashi with you. There's a famous Rashi. Rashi is found in the beginning of Perek Bez in the sixth parasha, and Rashi there says as follows: the Torah says, "Vayehi bayamim hahen." It was in those days, beginning of Shlishi. Vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei el achav, vayar b'siv losam. Moshe grows up. He goes out to his brothers and he sees their suffering. And it says in the pasuk, "Vayar ish mitzri." He sees a Mitzri man, Make ish ivri me'acha. He sees a Mitzri man hitting a Jewish man from his brothers. Says Rashi as follows, listen carefully. On the words, Vayar b'sivlo, some famous Rashi. Everyone knows this Rashi. Says Rashi, Nasan einav v'libo li yos meitzar alehem. Literally meaning, Nasan einav v'libo. He took his eyes and his heart and he made them pain and suffer for Bnei Yisrael. Abosai, we are zochet to learn Rashi in Gemara Makos and on the Torah every single day. Rashi is known for his what? What's Rashi known for?
He's short.
For being concise and precise. Right. We learned today, Abosai, Rashi Maseches Makos, two words. Two words, with Aruch Haner, that whole paragraph to discuss and try to explain. Rashi is always so concise. If I was writing this Rashi, I would have said it much shorter. Not Nasan Ina V'Liba Liyos Mitzar Aleihem. You know what I would say? I would say Mitzar Aleihem. He was pain for them. What's all those extra words in Rashi? Nasan Ina V'Liba. He took his eyes and his heart. Liyos Mitzar Aleihem. What is Rashi driving at by being so wordy over here in his description of what Moshe did to go see the suffering of Bnei Yisrael? Before I answer that question with you, or try to answer this question, I wanted to show you the Medrash on this pasuk, a famous Medrash, I will say, an amazing Medrash. Says Rashi, says the Medrash as follows. He goes out, Vayar v'sivlosa, my Vayar, what does it mean Vayar? Shayaroa v'sivlosa, he saw their pain. He saw the Egyptians afflicting Bnei Yisrael. Uboche! He started to cry. But Omer, he said, Chavali aleichem. Ay, it pains me about you. Mi'itein musi aleichem. I'd rather die. I'd rather be me than it would be you. A little bit further, the Medrash says. Rabbi Yossi Agudi says, Ro'a masui gadol al katan. He saw a very heavy load on a little kid, and the same, the opposite, a light load on a heavy person, and a woman carrying a man's load, and a man carrying a woman's load. And he said, Ay, gevalt. What's this going to be over here? He left his own palace stuff. The holy helped him out. He made it look like he was helping Paro, but really he was helping out Bnei Yisrael. Rabosai, what's the chiddush over here in this Rashi? What's the chiddush of what Moshe did when he was Nasan Eina Veli Bolios Meitzar Aleihem? And why was Moshe picked to be the manig of Klal Yisrael? I saw something along these lines last night. And I saved it, but I thought of this is what came into my head. I was thinking the following, Rabosai. Where did Moshe grow up? Moshe grew up in the house of Paro. Moshe grew up like a prince. Moshe was pampered. He was taken care of. All of his needs were taken care of. And now, Vayigdal Moshe. And now he grows up. You know what? Is it normal and natural for where Moshe is at right now to go see the suffering of Bnei Yisrael? No. He's a prince. He's a king's boy. He has to care about an Ish Mitzri hitting an Ivri and two. That's beneath him. Says Rashi, no. Nasan Einav Velibo Lios Mitzar Aleh. You know what it means? He took his eyes and said, eyes. He grabbed his own eyes. And he grabbed his heart and said, eyes, heart, be caring of the next person. Me as an individual, yeah, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm pampered, I'm okay. Everything's fine for me. I'm okay. I have to worry about the next person. Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu because he was a person that took his eyes and took his heart and said, I am not only concerned about me, myself, and I, but he became concerned about the next person. That's what it means. Nasan Eina Velibo. He took his eyes and took his heart, Leos Meitzar Alayim, and out of his own comfort zone, out of his own happy place where he was, to become concerned with the next person. You know what the Medrash says? I couldn't have made this up. Says the Medrash, at the end of this Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Ata hinachta asakecha, you left your own business. V'alachta liros betzar and shal Yisrael, v'nahakta be'amidak achim, and you act like a brother to feel the pain and the suffering of Bnei Yisrael. Ani me'niach asel yon, and God says, I'm going to leave the upper spheres, the esatachtonim and the lower spheres, v'adaber imcha, I'm going to speak to you, God says. Where's that pasuk found? Regarding what? Regarding the what? Regarding the snares, correct. God saw that Moshe was going to see. See what? So what's the pasuk shah? He's going to see the snares. Says the Medrash, no. What's he going to see? Says the Medrash, Rakanush Baruch Hu Moshe Shesar Me'asakav Liros B'Simlosam. Hashem saw that Moshe was a person who left his pampered palace mode and went to go see the pain and suffering of Bnei Yisrael. Ah, he's my man. He's the person. Hang on 1 second, my friend. This is the Medrash. This is the Pshat Mishrashi. You're a person who is concerned with the next person. You're a person who is not so focused and into his own self. You're a person that I want to become a leader of Christ. That's how he becomes Moshe Rabbeinu. Fellas, this is an extremely important lesson that we have to try to internalize into our lives, into our being. And I'm going to express it to you the following story. This is a true story that I read in a book. I think I've shared it in the past with different chevra, I don't think with you guys yet this year. Rabbi Chanoch Teller, Shlita, wrote a book called Too Beautiful. It came out like 2 years ago or so. In that book, he has a chapter at the very end called The World According to Abe. It's about a fellow who lived in Florida. His name was Abe James. His son, Jacob, was in my shiur in Sokolo 3 or 4 summers ago. Beautiful boy. Nebuchadnezzar passed away, this man Abe James. And it's a beautiful, beautiful description of his essence and of his life. I read it, I was in tears the entire time reading that chapter. It's mamish, it shook me to the core. Mamish. An amazing, amazing person. A larger-than-life kind of person. But one story sticks out in my mind, and I want to share it with you. I think, I've shared it. If you've heard it, it's okay. It's good. This is what it means to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what it means, a modern-day example of Moshe Rabbeinu. This fellow, Mr. James, he had a very good business. He was very matzliach. He was a well-to-do individual, Baruch Hashem. And he was once sitting at a parent-teacher conferences with a Rebbe, across the table from a Rebbe. And he went, and he's looking down the floor, and he sees that the Rebbe's shoes that he's wearing are a bit tattered, and his pants look a little bit like they could use a chizuk, maybe they could use a new pair of pants. And he says to himself, you know what? This is only indicative of what the situation of this Rebbe and his family must really be. He didn't just see a pair of shoes that were a little tattered, and a pair of pants that maybe, you know, were a little bit, you know, ripping on the bottom before it was in style. You know what he saw? He saw kids that probably weren't able to go on vacations like they wanted to. He saw a family that was probably very, very tight in their means, and they couldn't extend beyond. And that moment he decided, I'm making a difference. And he went and he got together a whole chevra of balabatim, a whole chevra of community leaders, and he started an organization in Florida, which I think still exists till this day. This happened many years ago, to help out people in chinuch and in most of us in helping institutions in Florida, to give them a little bit extra bonus money so they could be able to do a little bit more. Because after all, they're working very hard, they're putting in a lot of effort for the Klal Yisrael. And who sees that? Who sees the shoes that are a little, you know, haven't been renewed in the past bunch of years? Who sees that? You know who sees that? A person who's a Moshe Rabbeinu-like person. A person who's no sein eino v'libo. A person who says, you know what? I'm taking my eyes, I'm taking my heart, Leos Meitzar Alem. It's not natural necessarily. He's sitting pretty. Life is good. LG. Life is good. No, no, no. The person that's able to see beyond his own peckle, his own life's good, and is able to go ahead and feel the pain of the next person and say, you know what? Life might be good for me, but life may not be as good for my friend. That's the person who Hashem says, ah, he's my Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the person that I'm going to pick to become the Mani of Klal Yisrael. It's not only in suffering, and I'll end on a positive note. In this parasha, you find also a big quote-unquote fight between two brothers. Moshe Rabbeinu wants Aaron to be the Manig, and Aaron wants Moshe to be the Manig. And Moshe is nervous. I'm going to go back to Mitzrayim after Midian. And Moshe is nervous. What's going to be with Aaron? Aaron, my brother. And says the Torah, don't worry. Your brother Aaron's going to come. He's going to see you. And the Torah says three words, V'racha, I'll see you. V'samach belibo. He's not going to be happy for you externally. He's going to be happy for you in his heart. You know what that is? That's a big person. That's Aaron HaKohen HaGadol. You know why he's so big? Because you know what? Look in the world. A person makes a simcha. You know what? He's usually happy. He makes a bar mitzvah for his kid. He makes a wedding for his child. Parents hopefully are glowing. Not just because they get the chance to get the kids out of the house, which is also true probably, but they're glowing because, wow, what a simcha. Most people in the world glow when it's their own simcha. The great people in the world glow for their friend at their friend's simcha. Their smile is ear to ear at their friend's simcha, like it's at their own simcha. V'racha v'samach belibo. I know a guy, a beautiful Jew in America, a beautiful, beautiful Jew, who loves to dance at people's simchas. He loves it. And you mamash, you look at this guy and you say to yourself, this must be his own kid's wedding or his kid's bar mitzvah. And he dances with so much enthusiasm. So much simcha. Yeah, yeah, that's his name. You got it right, MD, correct? But it's a pele. This guy's a, he's a big, big yid. A big, big yid. That's big P. That's greatness. Greatness is, it's not my simcha. But I'm so happy for the person involved. It's like it's my simcha. It's as though it's my simcha. Ruacha, v'samach belibo. Abosai. What's the yisod trying to take out of here? The yisod we're trying to pull out of this, hopefully, is the following yisod. The yisod is that in life, everyone has their peckle. How did we become great? How did Moshe become great? How did Aaron become great? The answer is, the road to greatness and the road to godliness is when a person is able to see beyond himself. Able to see that there's a need for somebody else. There's a need for me helping out somebody else. There's a need for me to be mishtatev in the next person's simcha. There's a need for me to go ahead and be a person who cares for the next person. And if I don't care right now at this moment for the next person, I want to train myself to become a caring person. I want to train myself to become a person who is concerned with the next person. I want to be a no-sein eino v'libo. I want to be a person who takes his heart, his eyes and his heart, Leos Meitzar Alem. Hashem should give us all the koach and the siyat d'shmaya to become people, to become great people, to become people that are literally concerned and really, really caring for the needs of the next person. And please God, that's Hashem. The world will be a better place and our whole lives will be very much enriched. Have a gevaldige Shabbos.